U.S. Department of Agriculture says its programs to encourage more eating of fruits and vegetables at low-income elementary schools is working. Hi, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. What the agency's Food and Nutrition Service found was fruit and vegetable consumption increased by 1/3 of a cup among students in the program, compared to students not in the program. That's about 15% more fruits and vegetables. The fruit and vegetable program is a snack break at these schools where they found almost all students tried the snacks, and a majority ate most of the snacks provided. However, kids overwhelmingly chose fruit snacks over vegetables. This study was done during the 2010-2011 school year. The program started as a pilot program in 2002 and was made a nationwide program in the 2008 Farm Bill. Fruits and vegetables add fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other micronutrients to the diet without many calories. Fruits, of course, have more sugar, so they typically have more calories. This program is seen as a way to help combat child hunger and obesity and improve school kids' nutrition. Fruit and vegetable consumption is recommended by many healthcare professionals in terms of healthy living. The program is nationwide in select schools in all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I'm Julie Harker.